got a job at the Five and Dime, and the hours ain't too long. I hope this letter finds you well. I'm sorry how it just goes on, but I had to tell somebody, Dad, and you were the only one. And today, Dad, I saw the old John D.
All right, there we go. A couple of three tracks from Fred Eaglesmith, and we had John Deere there, and a pretty good guy, both of them live. And if all goes well here, we're going to have Fred Eaglesmith live with us on the phone. He's a Canadian alternative country singer-songwriter, so says that Wikipedia. And he's known for writing songs about vehicles, rural life, down-and-out characters, lost love, and quirky rural folk. And is that you, Fred?
I'm here, thanks.
Yeah, I think that's a good description of you. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, so I want to start this with, I went to your website, of course, and man, what a cool bus you have. That's your tour bus, right?
Yeah, a little less cool today because it's in the garage.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's. I'm sure you're missing it for sure.
Yeah, we're in a rental van, never as good.
Uh-huh. Well, Fred Eaglesmith, we know you're coming into the area. For sure, you got a date at the Bull Run, and you're performing tonight and tomorrow night as well. I don't have those dates in front of me. You're welcome to share them if you do. But
we're just getting them up. One's the Shea Theater in
Turner's Falls.
Uh-huh.
Tonight we're playing there,
and then tomorrow in Bridgewater.
Tomorrow night we're playing Bridgewater
at the Common Coffee House.
All right. Well, we want to let folks know as well that you have Tiff Jin with you as well.
Right, right.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi there. So I want to step back, if I may, a few decades. The very first time I saw you, and of course, you know, this probably happens to you all the time. You know, hey, I saw you win, but it was I believe it was 1989, and it was at the Cajun and Bluegrass Festival in Esquehig, Rhode Island.
Wow!
Put on.
Wow! I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one. Asleep at the Wheel was on the bill, as well as Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. It was one of the finest. You know, every festival I go to has to live up to that one.
And, oh, nice!
And it included you. So
nice.
There we are. So I've been aware of your music all these decades, and I'll confess I haven't played you a whole lot. But you're definitely got a mainstay of folks. You've got the Fred heads that are following you around here and there. No.
Yeah, it's not as that's not as like it used to be. There used to be a whole whack of them, and they were younger and they followed me around. But now we just have a good following of folks wherever we go. The club's pretty full generally, and it's a nice career, you know.
Yeah. So these songs of yours, I'm going to guess that you've lived some of them, and you've definitely seen some of them, probably sitting in front of you at many of your events. You know how to.
Yeah, I've lived a lot of those songs, unfortunately.
You're welcome to share.
Yeah, well,
don't get shy on the phone.
Well, you know, I could tell you countless stories. I could tell you, you know, we have a great story of a bus losing its brakes 8 miles above Denver, Colorado, and we rode it all the way out. You know, I could tell you about the time my father put blood on the fields because we couldn't afford fertilizer. He got blood from the factory, from the butcher. Wow. And we put 200 acres of blood down and plowed it into the ground. And I have countless stories of just like, Tiff just shakes her head and goes, don't tell another one.
Well, this is one of the charms of seeing you live is that you do share your stories, and you have many of them, and you're quite robust in that storytelling aspect, not only just in the songness of it.
Well, you know, I was raised with 8 brothers and sisters, and so there was 11 people around the dinner table, and while you were telling the story, you could reach out with your left hand and get the potatoes before everybody else did.
Right.
Right.
It was a question of survival.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, the stories do tell how you actually, you hopped a freight train, and I guess you had a guitar, and off you went into the future, no?
Yeah, I was 15 when I first left home with a guitar, and I was hitching, and then I hopped freights, and lived on the streets voluntarily, happily, for 3 or 4 years, off and on, and had a great time. And in those days, we weren't homeless, we were free. It was different. Right. And we loved it. And I loved that life. I played in lumber camps, and I played in train yards, and I played in youth hostels. Mm-hmm. And it was probably set me up for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Now, this is throughout Canada in those years, no?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. What's it like coming into the States? I don't know whether I dare even bring up the bring this up or not, but.
Well, generally these days, when I come into the States, I tell them about our politics. I tell people because it makes them laugh really hard compared to what's going on here.
Okay.
You know, I tell them about, marijuana was legalized in Canada last year, and our state, our provincial government lost $145 million selling marijuana last year. First time in history anyone's lost money selling marijuana. We have great stories. We have great stories up there, and they're actually comedy bits in my show.
Sure,
and so it alleviates the pain here.
Fred Eaglesmith with us here on the Jukebox of Americana. He's performing at the Bull Run Sunday evening, and you have Tiff Chin with you. Now, how did she find her way into your life?
Why don't you tell him, Tiff?
All right. Well, about 12 years ago, I was touring with my sister, and we were on our way to play a gig in Decatur, Georgia, at Eddie's Attic, and we broke down on the side of the road, and we were trying to hurry because we were just starting out. We didn't want to be late opening the show for this guy named Fred Eaglesmith, who we'd never met before. But we broke down on the way there. We're stranded on the side of the road. This guy happens to pull over, takes the whole car apart, puts the engine back together. We make it to the gig, and when we make it to the gig, we realize that the guy who fixed the car was Fred Eaglesmith, and here we are today.
Isn't that crazy? Now, that you're referencing the Jen sisters, no?
Yes.
Yes. I remember that first album, and I haven't...
You do?
Yes, and I haven't revisited with that. Wow, now I'm going to have to dig it up. Yes.
It's a blast from the past.
Yes. Well, I did play a track from your, I guess it's a self-titled CD, Tiff Chin. And
yeah.
I did
yeah.
What did I play? Oh, Pretty As You Please from it already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks for that. I got a new one. I'll have to get it to you. It's called Moving Day.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to that. Mm-hmm. I look forward to you two are playing together, Fred Eaglesmith and you. Are you doing sets, or do you different sets? How does it work for your shows?
Well, I play with Fred, and I have about 10 different instruments on stage, so I'm just moving around, playing different things, and then I do about 3 of my own in the set, and he plays with me.
Excellent. Well, you just have an amazing voice, as folks can hear even here on the phone, and as you sing, very pretty voice.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us on the Jukebox. Fred Eaglesmith, you're out touring around, and what's in the cards for you here as you move forward?
Well, you know, I'm over 60 now, and I'm still on the road pretty full-time. Tiff and I live in the bus. We sleep in the Walmarts, and we don't go to hotels whenever we can't. We stay out, and we travel as much as we can. We have this great place on the water up in southern Ontario on Lake Erie. We go home there and try to stay there as much as we can, but the road is always calling our name. And I've been on the road over 40 years now, and it looks like that's what I'm going to do.
You can be right out there, right up to the final mile.
maybe. I'm surprised I've been out this long, but you know, rock and roll seems to need us out here for real these days, and so we're staying out. You know.
Excellent. Well, folks are in for a treat. They're going to see you Sunday evening at the Bull Run. The two of you. And I have, as we go out of this, I have the standard album in front of me, and I have the self-titled. It's got the 5 tracks on it. I'd like to play one, one from each, and then I'll keep talking about you for the next 40 minutes as I'm on the air. What can we play from the standard album, Fred?
You can play Jenny Smith.
Okay. Let me see that I have that right there. I've got that in front of me. And Tiff, what's your request?
You could play Middleman, which is one we co-wrote together.
Middleman from the same album?
From the Tiff June album?
Okay. I have Little White Pills, B-Sides, okay. Over You, and Better Half.
Better Half is a duet, so that might be fun.
There we go.
That's all right.
We'll do those back to back. Fred, I'm just honored that you would spend a few minutes with me here on the jukebox, and wish you well and full houses throughout the rest of your career.
Really nice, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Travel safe.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Fred Eagle Smith and Tiff Jen in performance this Sunday evening at the Bull Run in Shirley.
Smith lives all alone. Never been too far from home. Cross the Decoration Bridge. Never been off of the ridge. She just wants a new screen door. Keep the flies off of the porch. Cool the kitchen when it's warm. Hear the rain when it storms. Her old man, he went to fight. Some old war that wasn't right. She waited on the road for him. He never came back again. She just wants a new screen door. Keep the flies off of the porch. Cool the kitchen when it's warm. Hear the rain when it storms. Smith walks down the lane. They moved her mailbox up the way. No one writes her just the same. She goes to check it every day. She just wants a new screen door. Keep the flies off of the porch. Cool the kitchen when it's warm. Hear the rain when it storms. Cool the kitchen when it's warm. Hear the rain when it storms. Thank you.
That's right, Eagle Smith in concert Sunday evening with Tiff Jen.
I've never been to